up, guys? My name is Andres from DealSourcer.com. This is podcast number one. Today's topic, Warren Buffett's investment wealth formula. Warren Buffett is well known for a statement that he made in 1999, where he says that the highest returns that he's ever achieved were in the 1950s. He says, you ought to see the numbers. I was investing peanuts at the time. It was a huge advantage to have little money. I think I could make about 50% return per year on a $1 million investment today. And then he says, as a matter of fact, I could guarantee you that I can. So that statement in itself, if you think about investing as the idea of making the maximum return on investment, is epic, because it means that with $1 million in money, Warren Buffett could generate $500,000 in profits per year, and he knows that he could guarantee that. The underlying rationale based on which Warren Buffett is making that statement gives you a very valuable insight into the art of investing. I always try to orient myself looking at the best investors out there, and no doubt Warren Buffett is the best. About 20% return for about 50 years, or 60 years. You can do the numbers on the exponential function of that. That's why he's worth 80 billion or something in that ballpark. So let's break this statement down into the three fundamental building blocks of investment wealth. You first need to understand that Warren Buffett massively changed his investment approach over the years. When he started out with Benjamin Graham, his teacher, one of the, you know, gurus or godfathers of investing, who wrote the Bible, Value Investing and Security Analysis. When he started out working for Benjamin Graham, he was investing in a very different way. He was actually investing in a way that is very similar to what we property investors are doing. He was looking at very small deals no Wall Street firm could invest in, because simply the amount of money that could be deployed into these deals was just not worth the effort. But it's those wrinkles in the market, it's those very small companies that have a lot of hidden value in them. And the main advantage, and I'm going to go to the investment formula straight away, is that you have a lot of these opportunities. As you decrease the size of the deal, your universe expands. So Warren Buffett was looking at very small deals. Deals that you and I are looking at when we invest in properties. And there is a lot of those deals. And those deals are not priced accurately, because there's not many people looking at them. And that is why you find value in property investing. Simply, there's many deals and few people looking at them. So the number one thing is, what Warren Buffett did is he looked at something called the Moody's Manual. That was basically a book, and I looked at these books just out of interest back in my PhD days. They're like maybe 8,000 pages thick. They have key financial numbers of every traded security on the stock market, all the way down to companies with a market cap of, let's say, $1 million or less. So Warren Buffett went through this Moody's Manual page by page, and not only once, but several times. Why did he do that? He did that because he knew that he needs volume on his side. The number one thing in investing is you need to get volume on your side, because the more deals you screen, the more you get the chance of finding something that is of value. So volume is number one. Like, Warren Buffett wanted volume on his side. That's why he went right down to the very small deals, and he went through a lot of them. And obviously, because it was a condensed kind of manual, he had the chance to go through a lot of them in a very short amount of time. And actually, that's what we're trying to do at DealSourcer.com. We're trying to enable you to flick through a lot of property deals very quickly without wasting your time on obvious duds or obvious deals that are not gonna stack, are not gonna work. So number one factor in Warren Buffett's investment wealth formula is volume. You always want to get volume on your side. Number two is what I call the closing rate. Okay, number two closing rate means you not only want to look at a lot of volume, but you also want to make sure that, you know, you have a high probability of finding deals that have high, you know, value hidden in them. But also you want to make sure that you close those deals. And that is super important, because, you know, you can generate a lot of volume, but if you don't have the proper tools to your disposal to close the deals, it's just not going to work out for you. For example, you know, somebody who's really good at closing deals might be able to close 5 in 100 deals where he makes an offer on the deal, because he has, you know, a nicer letter, a better email, he's better on the phone, he has a better sales script, he's better at closing, right? So that's factor number two. Obviously, that didn't apply to Warren Buffett as much because he was trading in public equities. Closing is done as soon as you put in your bid with your broker because it's a publicly traded stock, right? So he didn't really have that problem. He only had that problem to the extent that he wouldn't be able to get enough volume as his assets grew over time, right? Or he'd have to pay a higher price as he was bidding up his own, you know, price by buying so much stock. But you as a property investor, for you, closing rate really matters, and you have to literally think of yourself as a salesman, okay? Imagine yourself as a guy who goes from door to door trying to sell vacuum cleaners or something to that effect. The guy who has the better sales script is the better salesperson, will only have to ring, you know, 20 households to make one sale, and the guy who doesn't have that script has to ring, let's say, 100 households to, you know, make one sale. The closing is super key. What's really key about that in property investing is your time, because a lot of people I see wasting a lot of time. How do people usually waste time? They waste time by going through a lot of ads and then opening the ads on the computer and like having to punch in, you know, the phone numbers and calling the people and then not keeping track of what happened and losing, you know, leads that might have been valuable. So the main problem is that you're not efficient with your time. And for that, at DealSourcer.com, we're developing a CRM database that helps you to not only screen the deals from your phone or from your desktop, but also punch in that valuable information, such as making notes or the current state of your deal or the next action required. And you know, that just saves you a massive amount of time. And especially if you go into our analyzer tools, you just punch in the numbers and it throws out the ROI and it estimates the rental values and all of these very time consuming, you know, activities that just decrease your volume and also bring down your close rate. Because if you have the wrong numbers and it doesn't work out, you might even do deals that, you know, are bad for you. And I'll get to that in a second. Now, keep in mind, property investing is a volume game, so you will never get extremely good at it because it just has a low close rate, just as any other sales job. But the number one mistake I see people making is setting up viewings without really having vetted or, you know, prospected the landlord or landlady correctly. So people do viewings without really telling the landlord or landlady what they want, and then they turn up at the viewing and within 2 seconds the landlord says, sorry, I'm not interested in corporate lets or a rent-to-rent deal, or I'm not interested in doing a purchase lease option or anything of that effect. You know, you travel half an hour and within seconds you realize that this was actually not only wasted time, but I also wasted, you know, let's say 10, 15 or even more pounds. So you want to get your volume right, but then you also want to get your closing rate up. And by that I mean you want to pre-qualify, you want to prospect the landlords correctly so that when you turn up at the property, you know that you have a high probability of closing that deal. And I know I hear you, some of you will say, but I need to build that rapport and I need to be in front of the people. I agree, you don't want to be super, you know, harsh, hardcore screening, filtering, but you do want to get a sense for whether they are in general okay with, you know, a rent-to-rent arrangement or a PLO or whatever you have, instead of just, you know, blindly driving from London to Manchester and spending £200 on viewing 5 properties that you could have known beforehand will lead to nowhere. Right, that's just wasting time, money, and you know, it's frustrating. So the third factor in Warren Buffett's investment wealth formula for me is the ROI on the deal. Why is that important? Okay, let's go back a step. Let's say we're very good, we're using the DealSourcer.com software and we are screening for a lot of deals using the Finder tools and we have volume on our side. We're making 15 calls a day, we're making 20 calls a day. We also have a proper sales script, so we know we are arranging viewings that have a high probability of closing, i.e. a high close rate. And you know, we're doing everything we can and we're super efficient. That's great, but where does this break down? This breaks down as soon as you don't generate the high ROI deals. Or said differently, if you don't know what you're doing, that's when you get into difficult situations, that's when you get into risky situations, that's when you're going to burn money. Because if you have high volume and a high close rate, but you're closing a lot of money losing deals, you're actually generating a machine that is eating into your pocket, and you want to avoid that at any cost. So having high volume and a high close rate is very detrimental and very bad for you if the deals that you're doing are value destroying. So you want to have the tools to vet the deals properly, right? To take care of all of the possible costs, to get an estimate of ROI that is actually accurate and representative and that can be achieved and is not based on phony numbers. And at DealSourcer.com, we have all of our analyzer tools that are not only checklists for you, i.e. you cannot skip any steps or miss out any costs that you would have to include, but it also allows you, you know, to automatically draw in data that is super valuable because it's not only checks, but it gives you a very fast, you know, estimate. So DealSourcer.com is all about maximizing volume, close rate, and ROI, and it's sort of a flywheel because the better you get at analyzing, the faster you will be, the more volume you will have, and because you're using DealSourcer and it's a checklist, the more sure you are you're doing the right thing, so the more likely you are to get a deal that's actually producing a high ROI. And obviously that is important for sourcers as well as for investors, because as soon as you know, have a high ROI deal on paper and you package it and sell it, 3 months down the line your investor gets disappointed or even loses money, you know, that's bad for you. It's like, you know, like Warren Buffett actually says himself, it takes a lifetime to build your reputation, but only 2 seconds to destroy it. So that's really what DealSourcer.com is all about. At the core, we want to generate a lot of volume, high close rate, and high ROI deals, and that then leads to investment wealth. And that's basically, here we come full circle now, what Warren Buffett is all about. He is, in his statement that he made about the 1950s when he was a young guy, he's actually doing exactly that. He wants to get a lot of volume, he wants to get a high close rate, and he does want to get maximum ROI. And if you keep repeating that formula, then you will have investment wealth in property, or as a matter of fact, in any other asset class around. So, you know, keep your Warren Buffett mindset about creating investment wealth in property on at all times, and use DealSourcer.com software to enable you to generate those three factors, to create your own flywheel, and to get investment success in property. And with that, I thank you very much. Please subscribe to the channel. Check out our free DealSourcer.com tools. It's a free trial for 14 days. You get to use the entire suite of applications that we have for 14 days. For those of you that have already made up their mind, DealSourcer.com sells currently at £19.99 British pounds per month. Think about it. If you only close one deal using our software, only one deal that pays you, let's say, £2,000, you made your money back 100 times. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed that. I'll put out this podcast every week from now on. I wish you all the best. Use our tools and let us know what you think and how you feel about it. And until next time.